Of course, the NBA finals are on. The NHL finals are on at the moment.
They are.
But more importantly, the AIHL, the Australian Ice Hockey League, is in full swing. And the Melbourne Ice, just trying to get their way back up to where they should be at the top of the ladder. It's not going as well as we would like at the minute. But we've got two of the boys in the studio with us. Tim Johansson's with us, number 13 for the Melbourne Ice. And new boy, rookie Paul Kasiba is with us as well. G'day, boys.
Thanks for having us. Thanks for having us.
Now, Paul, firstly to you, you've come to us from Calgary.
That's right.
And your first year here at the Melbourne Ice. What have you made of the Australian Ice Hockey League?
It's pretty good. It's better than I was expecting. You know, to be honest,
that's a fair point.
When you're back in Canada, you think a lot of people say, you know, there's ice hockey in Australia, and you have to say, yeah, believe it or not, but it's been a dream come true. I'm having the time of my life right now.
So, who was the person who made contact with you? How did this all work out?
You know, I spoke to Ian Webster. He works with the team, and then he just got me in touch with the coaches. I kind of approached them saying, hey, are you looking for a defenseman?
Yeah.
The only reason I didn't even know this league existed, to be completely honest, until a couple years ago.
Yep.
A couple of teammates of mine when I was playing professionally in the U.S., they said they were going down here, and which is our summer, right? Your winter is obviously our summer. So they go down there and have a time in the summer. So I said, you know, that's something I'd like to do. And then I just contacted a bunch of teams, and the Ice were the most interested. So it couldn't be a better fit too. I'm very happy to be here now, because when you're back in Canada, you know, you have to take people's word for it. You don't know what kind of situation you're going to walk into. Not that there's any bad ones in particular, but just the way living in Melbourne works perfectly for me. And I love being here.
Great. And Tim, for you, we know Calgary's a fair way away, but you've come from Sweden. You're even further away. How the hell did you end up in Melbourne?
Yeah, it's a pretty crazy story, to be honest. Like, me and my girlfriend, I played in Sweden, and then we decided we wanted to study in Sweden, so we thought might as well go for a trip around the world before we got into books again studying. Yeah. So, yeah, we ended up in Australia, Melbourne. I just started missing ice hockey. Walked down to the rink one day and met Baxi, Jason Beklig. And, yeah, I asked him if there was a team I could play for. And he invited me for practice. Got a mail from the president the next day inviting me for practice, and I had a practice. And then, yeah.
So they worked out this kid could play really well.
It's coach's dream, Harf, isn't it? Guy knocks on the door.
Knocks on the door, says, can I play?
I played in Sweden for a little while. Do you want me to play? Sure. Got your skates? Yeah, come on out.
Yeah, it's a cool story.
Huh? It is a great story.
Great.
I never even asked you, how did that work? You didn't have your hockey equipment with you. How did you?
No, I just I contacted my mom and dad, and they just sent down my skates. So I got them just like the day before practice. So it worked out pretty well. And then, yeah, the rest of the gear Melbourne Ice set me up with. So, yeah, it was
fantastic.
Perfect.
And what level were you playing? You were playing professionally in the US. Were you playing professionally in Sweden?
Yeah, Division 1.
Yeah. Right. So these sort of players just rock up on your doorstep and say, can I play you with you guys?
Yeah. Greatest Swedish player of all time, Forsberg?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Absolutely.
Peter Forsberg.
Absolutely.
Great player. My dad, as you know, lived and worked in Finland for a long time, so he's very familiar, and I'm very familiar with that whole Finnish-Swedish rivalry.
It's it's
very
huge.
Intense rivalry.
It's huge.
But it's a good rivalry, though, unlike the Russia and Finland, which, you know, could be a little bit on the ugly side.
Yeah, I guess, like, the games you want to play, it's like when we play the Mustangs, right?
Yeah.
Those are the games it's intense, it's just a lot of feelings, and that's the games you want to play, so.
Paul was saying before they didn't know that the league existed, and to be honest, a lot of Australians still don't know that the league exists, to be fair. The quality of play, have you been impressed with the quality of play?
Absolutely. It's like Paul said, it's way better than I expected it to be, and to be honest, I didn't even know there was a league.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But it's really good hockey, yeah.
And now that you guys have got contacts, obviously, back home where you're from, do you talk about it? And are players interested in coming out to have a look at this ice hockey league and the different season?
I have people, I get Facebook messages all the time, like, oh, you're playing hockey in Australia? Like, how do I do that? So I think it's one of those things, and if you talk to the guys who've been here for a long time, they say the league's getting better and better each year.
Yeah.
And the more exposure it gets, the better the players that will come over here, you know, the better they'll be. So yeah, I get people asking me about it all the time.
Well, the fact that there's a season switch is a big advantage, because you can play the off-season, you can just keep playing hockey all year round.
It works perfectly, exactly.
And Paul, I was looking at some of your the teams you play for, a stack of different teams, a lot in the South, actually, Mississippi, Knoxville, the Huntsville Havoc.
Good
How's
name.
How's that for a name?
Good name.
Huntsville, Alabama, which I actually know that area pretty well. I had a good friend who grew up there. Do they like ice hockey in Alabama?
You know, believe it or not, yeah, it's kind of the same situation as down here. Oh, right. there's hockey in the deep south of the United States. But yeah, we would pull in sometimes, you know, 4,000 or 5,000, 6,000 to a game.
Right.
So it was we were getting some pretty good crowds. And it's like anything, you get your really loyal fans, and they get really, really into it. But it's a growing sport there, just like it is here.
And like many Canadian hockey kids, I know how the junior program works. Essentially, when you're like 15 or 16, you kind of get sent away, don't you, to another town and live with another family. It's a really unique situation.
Yeah, that's right. I guess I didn't realize how unique it is. It seems normal to me. But I moved away at the age of 16. Luckily, I wasn't too far away. You get drafted. So
yeah,
you have a draft. You have no say where you're going to go.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, how about that, Harf? You're 16 and you could be drafted across the country.
So, luckily, though, I ended up just an hour and a half outside of my hometown. So my parents were able to – I still lived with another family and stuff, but my parents were able to come watch some games. And then I got traded, and then I ended up only – and I could have ended up provinces and provinces away, which is states, I guess you call. When I got traded, I got traded to another one that was only 4 hours away. So it all worked out pretty good for me.
Right. And for you, Tim, you mentioned traveling with a girlfriend. Is she happy in Melbourne? Because that's a very important part of the life.
Oh, it's probably the most important thing, right? No, but yeah, she loves the city. We both love it. And she likes to work. She got a job straight away the first day we landed last year.
Handy.
She
works not at H&M, cool. Right?
Not at H&M.
She works at IKEA. No, I'm just kidding.
Yes, they're making the meatballs. every Swedish cliche in the books.
Of course.
That's great. No, that's really good.
Yeah, we love it.
But more importantly, we live together, Tim and I, and with our girlfriends, and they're really hitting it off. So
there's a win.
Exactly.
There's a win.
Fantastic.
That buys you a bit of boy time, too. When the girls are getting on, that buys you some boy time.
That's right. Yeah. That's right.
And what about the team? I mean, obviously, we knew about the three-peat a number of years ago. It really was the benchmark for Australian hockey for a while. Then, of course, the Mustangs sort of had the upper hand. And now both teams battling a little bit against Perth and Adelaide. I think have kind of been the two teams that have really been good this year. Is the team getting there? Do you see some signs that you're starting to play a little bit better?
We're pretty happy with actually with where we are right now. We're kind of sitting in the weeds, so to speak. Teams aren't looking at us and worrying about us every game. So we're down there. We're in fifth, I think, at the moment. But you know, we're only a couple wins away from being right at the top.
Yep.
And we're getting better and better each game. We've had a couple. Close games in overtime and shootouts and whatnot where you don't get all the points. So I think we're feeling pretty good about ourselves.
We've got the Brave this week on Saturday. They're sitting in third at the moment, a couple of spots above us. Got them covered, have we?
Yeah, it'll be a really interesting week and it'll be a decider for what's going to come next. And it's also the Warrior Cup, so it's a little bit of extra. That's one of our sponsors.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's a lot in this game.
It's game on.
Win, yeah.
Nice. All right, well, we wish you the best of luck, boys. Great to have you in and a part of the Halftime family now. We're all over you guys now. We've got all our listeners will be all over you and the Melbourne Ice for the rest of the season. And we love that. We think it's fantastic. Great to have you in the country. Hope you enjoy your stay and we'll chat to you soon.
Thank you so much, guys.
Thanks, guys.
Good on you, boys. Tim Johansson and Paul Kasiba from the Melbourne Ice. They've got the Brave this week on the road, so you can't see that one. But check the AIHL website for more details on when you can see the boys in action at the rink. It's a great place to watch live sport.